Hi, my name is Jeff Pagano and welcome to Harp and Boo, an audio boo recording to go with my rugby blog, which can be found at harpandonrugby.net. The views expressed are mine and mine alone. This is episode 20, which I've titled Auld Lang Hynes. This weekend's opponents of the Boys in Blue are Connacht in the Magners League, with kickoff at the RDS on Saturday at 5:30 p.m, and there's tickets still available, plus live coverage on TG Carr. I'll give my final score prediction at the end of the broadcast. Well, this is a landmark episode, number 20, and it's also the last day of 2010, so I'm going to mark it by making a couple of changes. Up to now, you probably know I've the titles of these podcasts have always been the name of the team once they're playing, plus a couple of words that begin with the same letter, wherever I can, trying to be clever that way. Well, the problem is we're going to start meeting all the same teams again, so I can't go doing it again, so I'm just going to go for the simple pun on the name of a Leinster player. Between now and the end of the season, just to make things a bit easier. Other aims I have for social media for 2011, I'm going to stick with pretty much what I'm doing now. I'm going to use the blog harpandonrugby.net for just write-ups of matches. I'm going to use Twitter, at harpandonrugby, plus the Facebook harpandonrugby page for incidentals, like little snippets of news and bits of news I find out during the week. So sign up for them if you want to be kept in touch with those. With these audio boos, I'll keep doing the previews like this one. I'll also sometimes do the odd one after a game. I like to, you know, give you do a quick audio boo immediately after a match and let you know what I thought about it. So look out for those. Now, as for the Leinster-Connacht game, I don't have the teams yet, but I there's a lot going on in this game anyway. You know, there's a lot of history in it. Connacht, you know, they're never a pushover for us over the years. We beat them earlier this season out in Galway. We know they'll be, you know, it won't be easy. You know, they'll be gunning to beat us. They nearly beat Munster there the other night. So, you know, that would be a good contest. But there's one thing about it that really annoys me. There's one thing that annoys me about the game of rugby as a whole. This whole notion that we now know that both Sean Cronin and Fionn Carr will be coming to Leinster next season. Now, obviously, I'm delighted. For one thing, we need a hooker. I wish we could have Cronin now. But this notion that we know he's coming now, and then for the rest of the season, he's got to play out the rest of the season for Connacht, knowing that he's leaving to another province. I mean, we can never... In this sport, we're never happy with the match that we have now. There's always something down the line that we've always got to concern ourselves with. When there is a match like tomorrow's the Magners League, but with player protection, and then there's Heineken Cup matches down the line, Six Nations, even World Cups down the line. We're always thinking ahead. We can never enjoy the match we have now. We're always thinking of the next one. I wish there's something they could do about that, but that's just me. Still looking forward to it. I hope my hangover isn't too bad after going out tonight for New Year's Eve, but I'll definitely be there at the RDS, so really looking forward to that. When it comes to my expectations for 2011, that's a tricky one. For Leinster, I wouldn't have said this after our opening few games of the season, but the form is coming so good now, and if we can be lucky with injuries, I've got to say, and when it comes to expectations, I'd like to think that we will get one trophy this year. Obviously that's Heineken Cup or the Magners League. Hopefully we can get one, at least one. Obviously any more would be better, but you know, you like to think that that's what they should be aiming for. As for Ireland, Six Nations wasn't the best November we've ever had, but there was still a lot to be positive about. I'd like to think we get at least a minimum second place in the Six Nations. We've got France and England at home. I think we can definitely beat the two of them. So who's to say we can't repeat 2009? Circumstances are different. The rules of the game are different. The team is slightly different. But I definitely wouldn't rule it out. As for the World Cup, I've said it's very simple. There's a very simple threshold for expectations, for as I'm concerned, for the World Cup. Minimum, out of the group, quarterfinals. After that, but I still think we can make the semi-final. I still think we can do it. We can beat the South Africans and Australians on the day. It is doable. So that's what we should be aiming for. So that's my expectations for 2011. My prediction for tomorrow, having given out about looking too far ahead, my prediction for tomorrow is for Leinster to win by 12. I think it might be close until late on. We might get a late try or a late couple of scores to pull it out to 12 points. So Leinster by 12. If you want to follow me on Twitter, like I said, it's at @harpandonrugby. You can subscribe to this podcast via iTunes on my Audio Boo page. There's a new Facebook presence, so please go over and like that. But in the meantime, Happy New Year to everyone, and come on the Leinster!